So let's stay with cats. Fire cats. One of our favorite articles this week was in the New York Times about Jennifer Petruska of Santa Rosa, California. After the October wildfire, she's devoted her life to finding the runaway cats, going out almost every night with volunteers. Jennifer Petruska joins us now by Skype from Santa Rosa. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Or as I've been calling you, St. Jennifer. So we understand you've set up night vision cameras to find hiding spots. What are you doing?
You know, as we go along, we create a process for how we find these cats. So one of the things we do is we set up feeding stations, especially in my area, Coffey Park. And we put up 100 feeding stations right away, right after the fires. And we monitor those and refill them every single day. And when we start seeing somebody eating out of it, then we put in night cameras and start seeing who's coming. And due to the large number of pets that are missing, it's really hard to say, oh, that's that particular cat from that particular house when you have 30 brown tabbies missing and a dozen black-haired, short-haired cats. But once we get them on camera, then we set a trap plan in place. And a huge group of volunteers are out there every single night catching these cats.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I'm sure the raccoon population in your area is thrilled to have these feeding stations. I mean, are you seeing on these night cameras other creatures as well?
Oh, absolutely. We got skunks and foxes, possums, even got a squirrel once.
Yeah. Well, but so the cats. Now, we're learning that dogs tend to run towards their owners when there's a crisis. Cats take off. Do you have a sense of how many took off?
Well, let's see. When we first started this, there were over 650 animals listed as missing from the fire. Of that 650 or so, we have caught 279.
Wow.
So roughly, and those are rough numbers because it changes daily.
And so your group, Pet Rescue and Reunification, as the
yes.
volunteers are calling themselves, fan out every night to try to check on these feeding stations. What are you putting out for the cats?
Well, it's just dry kibble for the feeding stations. And once we go into a trap plan, we kind of mess around seeing what works best. And we use the canned mackerel, the canned tuna, and we hang a smelly, smelly wet sock soaked in mackerel juice above the trap to try to get that smell out there. And that's thanks to Kimberly Freeman, who does cat searches individually.
And you found that works. We know you got two cats just today. What are they like when you get them?
Usually, you know, trapping is not a pleasant experience. So every cat we catch goes into a dark, quiet room, and they just stay covered and stay quiet for a few hours. We don't attempt to microchip scan them or transfer them to a carrier, do anything until they've had some downtime.
Well, and we understand many are burned, their paws are singed, their whiskers are singed, they are, you know, don't weigh a lot. And what's that reuniting moment like?
Oh, you know, the hugs, the tears, the shock, it's all so overwhelming. I have people that want to rush down and get it, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I have no litter box, I have no carrier. And I'm like, take a deep breath. It'll be okay. The cat will spend the day with me until you can make it. And then lots and lots of tears and just a lot of gratitude. It's every reunion. It is so profound. You've got to realize that these people have lost every bit of their lives. Their homes, their whole histories have been destroyed. And it is the one piece that we can give back to them that might not have been lost.
We'll talk a little bit about that. In Coffey Park, where you are, 1,000 homes just gone, ash. Yeah. 5,000 homes destroyed in Santa Rosa alone. This is a pretty bleak, charred landscape you're working in.
It's awful. It's just little pieces of people's lives that you realize, and every piece mattered. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's huge.
Well, so we understand you're getting some of your funding through rescue leagues, other rescue leagues, which might collect some money for you to help
Correct.
You with some of the items that you need to do this. But other than that, there's really nothing in it for you. You're at 4 o'clock every day going out on these overnight trips. Why are you doing this?
You know, because this community needed me. I felt that I started out doing, you know, wanting to get tools donated and I wanted to get art donated. And I realized right away that pets was where my heart really lay. So that's where I turned my focus to.
And by the way, this we're just talking about Santa Rosa, but this past year saw so many catastrophes. And we remember during Harvey, as the Times points out, in Houston, cats, you know, would be swimming in flooded water or floating by on furniture, trying to get to higher ground. I mean, this is something that's happened in other parts of the country as well. How long do you think you can do it?
Well, we'll do it as long as we keep catching fire cats. I could see at least going for another year and maybe two if we're still catching them.
Wow. And by the way, you say you do profiles of the cats to try to figure out what she's.
Yes.
So we understand you're carrying around things that cats might like. Like what?
Yeah, well, the whipped cream for Spot, because Spot always comes to the can of whipped cream going off. Kiwi, a kitty missing, only comes down to the sound of Kiwi. So you have to like call a certain way. So, and Petey likes bacon. So it's just little tricks. You get to learn about these animals you're looking for. And any tricks we can try, we are.
Oh, I wish you the best in finding Kiwi, Spot, and Petey. And the many other.
And many more.
Yeah. Jennifer Petruska of Santa Rosa, leading the effort to track down the fire cats lost in the Northern California wildfires back in October. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.